There's the Gemara that Peyam and Beis on the bottom. Turn it up on us. Asarat Tnaim Hitnai Yehoshua. There were 10 Tnaim that Yehoshua made when he brought the Chalik Eretz Yisrael. And it was Avaita Dehoki that everyone accepted their things, and therefore it's binding because that was the mode of the initial Bialos. Shihu Mar'in Bechorshin. That everyone has a right to allow their animals into forested areas, and the owner of the forest can't be marked. Umalakim etim b'sadotehem, that people have a right to go and to collect wood. We'll see exactly what this is referring to later. Each one of these three we're going to investigate. That they can collect wood from somebody else's field, and also umalakim asadim b'fumakom, it's mutter to collect weeds and grasses for your animal fuel. Chutz mitiltan, except from a soda of tiltan over there, the asavim apparently are useful for the tiltan. Tiltan is fenugreek type of kitnit, says Rashi. So that we'll see exactly what the difference is by tiltan, but the mashmaut is that for some reason the other things that grow would be useful for the field time. It could mean... What's that?
Putting additional earth in some of these fields?
That yeah.
Would have a value that people would...
Yeah, yeah. Whatever the asavim are, we'll see. There's actually a discussion of fascination. Could mean you're allowed to pick. Again, each one of these things we're going to go into, but you would be allowed to go into somebody's field, break off a natia from his tree in order to plant, either to plant it directly or to graft it. Chutz migrof yuchozayit, unless someone has cut down his olive trees, and then you leave a little bit, which is called the grufia. And that's how Rashi learns it, that the grufia is like a stub, and it's called grufiot because it's Russian egrof, that it's normally the size of shnei egrofim, which is exactly what you need for the olive to grow back. If you start cutting pieces from that, then you're going to prevent the owner from having his reborn zayit, and that of course would be a geneva. But Tosis actually is very interesting, brings a raya from this week's parsha, where over there it says that when Noah was called Kachlaka Mikom Ma'achal Asher Yeachel, so the lotion of the Bereshit Rabba is Zmurot Netia, Yichurim of Te'inim, and Grufiot Lezeitim. Because Mashmur that the Grufiot to a Zayit is what a Yichur is to a Te'ina, is what a Zmira is to a Gethen. In other words, each particular tree simply has a different name for the piece that you pluck of it for insertion. Yeah, exactly. So that those names in Lashon HaKodesh have specific names for it, but doesn't mean it's not from a Lashon of Egrofim. It's a Lashon of an Anaf, but it's a specific name for the Anaf of the species. That's how Tosis says it. And it's a beautiful medrash from Noah. So that's another one of its tnaim. Umayan hayotze batachila, when a mayan appears in somebody's personal field and continues to flow out of that field, he cannot establish rights over that water. The other people in the town are allowed to take the water. This, by the way, there's a whole discussion about Mashmaut is, and they're showing him that this is not, based on the Gemara, this is not what he was Tereach. In other words, if he dug a well or something like that, then it's his own. But Mayan as Yotze by itself, then already it's considered to be everybody's, it's the water that's outside of this field. Umechakim b'yamasha Tveria, you can go fishing with a hook in Tveria, but in the Yama Kinneret, in other words, Bavachalo Yifros Kela, the Amid et Hasfina, this is only on condition, and this condition is true even for the owners. You cannot build little Kla'im, which are little enclosures. No. Traps, that's something else, and that we'll talk about later. But these things are enclosures that prevent boats from free passage. So they're like, enclosed areas where you can have, like, your own fish, whatever. That you can't. That you can't do. Even in other words, even not totally your own geometry, Torah, you can't do that. V'nitznim la'achrei hageder. Another one of the tnaim is that it's mutter to defecate behind someone's fence, even if the soda is malaya karko, even if it's a field that's full of karko, saffron is the way it's usually translated, and the mela is a very delicate field, or some learn that it's a problem of the smell will affect the karko, or it's being raised only for its smell. And the other tanai is mahalfin bishvilei harishut ashtered revi ashniyat mutter, to cut through people's fields. Exactly how to learn the word rishut, a number of different ways. Rashi learns bishvilei harishut is the pshat, since most people aren't masked, so at the time that they've already harvested their things and it hasn't rained, so it's not going to hurt anybody to walk through your area. The land is hard, so therefore we call it rishus, because these would normally be given rishus anyway, so they made it tonight that nobody has a right to be mocked, but if he wants to be mocked. But another pshat that Rashi himself says elsewhere is that rishus means rishus gresh. In other words, we hereby do give you rishus. We call it not shvilei rishus. Another pshat is shvilei rishus is shvilim that go through someone else's rishus, that you have a right to walk through. So in other words, a field in which nothing is growing, and you've already harvested it, and it's summertime, and if the ground is hard, you're allowed to cut through somebody's field until the time of the second rain, at which point you already have the earth softened and the Zra'im are now starting to sprout, and trampling on them is bad for them. Another one of the Tanaim of Yoshua is that on the road, where if you have a road that is rutted, and there's it's a very graphic way of describing a rut. In other words, you have actual spikes coming out of the road, so this is very hard to walk on the road after the mud dries. You have a right to walk on the side of the road, even though that is somebody's field, and this is any time. This is even if there is tefillah in the field, and the Baalim cannot prevent you. Another tenai that he made was someone who has lost his way and he's walking between vineyards one after the other and he doesn't know how to get out of there, he can cut his way out, and here he'll have to pay for any damage in order to get free. Another tnai was that a make mitzvah is to be buried wherever he's found. Now, if you add up these tnaim, it's 11, not 10. The Gemara is going to ask how did 10 suddenly become 11. Now we're going to go through each one of these. Shiyu marin b'churshim. The first tnai was that it's mutter to allow your animal to graze in a forested area owned by another person. Omrithopo lo amrnel adaka begasa. Avadaka bedaka begasa begasa lo. This is only a small animal in a large forested area, but a small animal in a small area that can cause damage, or a large animal in a large area that can cause damage, no. The koshikin gas at the back of one, obviously, large animals in a small area of trees, which would be damaging, is not mutter. The next night,
not allowed to graze at all. Only feet under.
Right, only a doctor of a gossip, yeah.
Not a
gossip of a gossip. You're allowed to collect wood. This doesn't mean you can go in and cut down somebody's tree, and it doesn't mean you can go in and take his firewood that he's got or anything of the sort. What it means is that if a guy has a field that he's nizahigi, he's nizahigi essentially thorns, thorn bushes, which are not valuable, which are not, people do not normally cut for firewood even. Abu Bashar ate seem low. You cannot do this with other trees. Even Hizmi the Higi, you're only allowed to cut, not things that have been cut already. Abu Bashar, if he cut it down, then you don't have any right to take it. Even if you're taking from Hizmi the Higi that are attached, you have to cut them. That's only if they are fresh and therefore do not provide very good firewood. Avo be yaveshim, which the owner may want to burn, so if it's dried but still attached, look. furthermore, under all circumstances, the vatshalo yisharesh, you cannot go and uproot a bush. It's only what you can cut. The next tnai was malaktin asavim b'chol makom chutz mishpei tiltan. So that's mashma, that tiltan that has other asavim growing with it, it's good for it. Salamema de tiltan ma'alola asavim. Does that mean that other growth in a field of fenugreek is good? Ramini, in terms of kilayim, we learn just the opposite. There it says a field of tiltan that has sha'altai mine asavim, where it grew, the tiltan grew with various other asavim. The Chazanish points out that when it says asavim over here, it doesn't mean in the normal sense of weed, because otherwise it's not negeh the far kilayim. It means, and this one Moshe Baruch raised before the issue, it means actually other zra'im that were growing there, useful zra'im, not asavim, so that there would be a problem of kilayim. Nonetheless, in the Chayvim HaTolakar, Rashi learns that the meaning is the Bezdin doesn't have to go to force the guy to be Oker, the growth, because anyway he's going to be Oker, the growth, because it's going to damage his field, and therefore there's no chashash that it's going to be allowed to grow over here. Tosis doesn't like that shot, for obvious reasons. I mean, what do you mean Bezdin? If the guy Lamaitis isn't doing it, What's wrong with Bezich being Machayat? What if he's lazy, what if he's willing to absorb the loss? What does that have to do with Ernabakir? Therefore, Tainus Taisus, the chat over here is that because it's bad for the filter, it's not Kalayim. So it's something that is not a proper growth. You don't have to worry it because there's no Isra. That's not in any case, but in this case, because remember, it's talking about over here, Sha'altai, meaning Asabim, it grew together, not that he planted it. If a Chafila planted it, then he wouldn't be allowed to be Mekayim it. But over here, nobody planted it. And it's not, nobody wants it. So the male of you, it wasn't planted by you, and it wasn't wanted by you, and it's hurtful, over there, there's no Ishikarai. That's what it's talking about. In any event, it's clear from there that it's not a good idea to have other things growing with tilta, because it's not even going to ask for it to kill I am. And here you're telling me I'm not allowed to go in and take it. Why shouldn't I be allowed to go in to take it? This is a tilta, and it should be for sure I should be allowed to take it.
And the
tilta was
hanging the stuff around the
tilta. The stuff around the tilta, yes, I mean.
Well,
no, that doesn't mean, it means chutz mishpei tilta. Take a look in Rashi's here. So how do you explain this? If you're growing the tilta for the seed pods, so then for seed, the more other growth you have around it, the poorer quality is, the poorer in terms of numbers and in terms of fertility is the seed. But if you're growing it lezirin, you're growing it for the stalks of the tilta, and there, the more you have things around it, the better off it will grow, because over there, lezirin malimo, the chikani b'nei asav and mirkeva. The more things you have for the tilta itself to lie on and to compete with, the longer and stronger are going to grow lezirin. So over there, it's got to be useful. So it depends what we're talking about. Or you could say the difference would be kan la adam, kan la beima. If it's being grown for beima, so then you don't want to take out the asavim, because he wants the asavim for animal feed anyway. So it wouldn't be right to deprive him of that. So the beima is our asavim nami nibayla. There he needs the asavim, and there you're not allowed to take it out for your animal, because this guy has planted it for his own animal. He wants it for his own animal. How do we know the difference? In other words, you're telling me the naphtalina is what is planted for Adam, but planted for Behema. And this is Nogea. Some learn this is Nogea, the difference whether it's Gelayim or not. So, Minoy Adina would mean Adam's Bezdin, know whether this is one of the things that you have to be Oiker or not. Others learn it for Gabi Arashayla, for Boshayla. But in any event, the Gemara apparently assumes that there's a way to see whether it's Adam or Behema. Ripapa, well, it's very obvious. Shari Mishari. It was planted in rows, so then it's Vadam. If it's just wild, then it's your pasture. Lo Shari Mishari, then it's Vadema. Apparently, I don't need to. Yeah, it's a legume. Your coach name in the Tiyan, is it a spice maybe? If you use the spice, does anybody know? Does fenugreek use the spice?
It is used
as
a spice. Usually
with what?
With fish.
Okay. All right, so that would be why it would be cultivated in rows properly. The kotzmim nitiyah mikol makom, chutz migro fiyut shel zayit. And you're allowed, another one of the terrain of Yoshua was that you're allowed to pluck little pieces off trees to use for saplings, for building, either putting them in water till they take root or for grafting onto other trees. But you're not allowed to take grufiot shel zayit, because it damages them, and then the owner won't be able to grow his new zaytiv. Walk into someone else's field, pluck a piece off of his tree. We'll see, yes, but we're going to discuss precisely what branches and so on. The grufiot is a stump. No, even something growing out of the stump.
But we're not talking about removing the stump itself.
That's Rashi's shot. Remember, those are some grufiot to simply mean you're not allowed to take out the zmurot, the equivalent of the zmur, and as I have to take a roof. Now, Pirush Rabbi Tanfum in your Brayas, Bishim Zakin Echad, first of all, if you're not dealing with grufiot, you're dealing with an actual zayat tree, how much would you, now this is Machlokas, whether to zayat means how much can you take off, or, debates or rather, how much you can take off, or it means how much do you have to leave behind, or in other words, from what height off of the main trunk are you allowed to pluck it. There's a very fascinating Gemara in which the shear of a zayat is a kibetza. Kibetza. There's definitely something going on over there, right? Because whoever measures height and the size of a beitza, that's unheard of. So, the zayat to beitza. By the way, there's also another shita over here that, like neither of the chapter that I mentioned, it's not talking about the distance from the tree, it's talking about the distance from the ground. If the branches come close to the ground, I don't understand what the... Maybe. According to that, that would be the chance. Things that, where they start shooting out shoots next to the ground. So at that at that level, I suppose it's not valuable for nobody to let it grow out at that level. The kanim will be gefanim. The shear on reeds on gefen would be min hapikak ulamala. Would be from the joint. So again, the question would be, is it from the joint closest or furthest? That's the machlokas. Whether we're talking about get away as much as you can, or just once you want to step up above the main branching, then you can pluck that off. And shark ala ilanot, and here there's different yourselves. We have min ubo shal ilan, velo min chudo shal ilan. Rashi has mihubo shel ilan, velo mihudo shel ilan, as one lashon. So mihubo would mean you can take it from the place where it's machabeh, where there's a lot of branches, lashon of lechabot. So over there there's many branches, but not mihudo, which would mean from where it's, the tree is growing from, because then you damage, obviously. What's the word for that?
No.
No, the very tippy top is a special word. That's where the main growth of the tree is. There's a word for it. I tried to just escape for it at the moment, but anyway, not from the chud. The other lashon he has is the eev, not the uv. The evo shu ilan means from, eev is a lashon of pre. So in terms of wood, the pre would be the soft, very delicate new growth, which has not yet given you anything, but not mechudo, which would mean not from the part that is already mechudad and used to growing and so on, and that's a full ilan. It's a completely different shot. But the idea over here, in any event, is to limit the damage to the other person's tree. Min chadash sheino seperot, velo min yasham shuho seperot, only new growth that hasn't given any peyrot in the past, and therefore it's not going to be gorim, the owner, any loss of peyrot, and not from old growth which already makes peyrot. Mimakom she'eino ro'eh atachama. You have to pluck it from an area that isn't exposed to the sun. Lo mimakom she'ro'eh atachama. She'nemak u'mimeged tzvuot shemesh. So we see that mimeged, the migadim, the best part of the part that are exposed to the shemesh, therefore you shouldn't pluck a part that is, has the potential of growing fruit in the sun. The next case that we had, next tnai that Yoshua made, was that water that breaks out of someone's field and now is flowing out of his field, he has no right to control and anybody can take from it. You have to pay for it. But let's look at Takavate, we don't pass him like that, he cannot control it, means that it's essentially hefker. Nechakim biyamashal tzariya. The next tonight was everybody has a right to go fishing in the Kinneret on condition that nobody, including even the owners, make partitions to close up an area which prevents free passage of boats. A well not. Here it's talking about where it's pouring out of the garden. It is. The part in your garden is yours, but if the water is flowing, it continues to flow out of your garden, and you want to now start bottling it and selling it to take the part that's going to leave your garden, that you can't do. In other words, anything that flows out of your garden, flows out of your garden. So whatever takes
it. The
tefillah means it came out. The tefillah means it came out on its own, not that you invested in it. That's the pashto. You know, at least that's how the halach is brought. So if you were, then you can't. But you can use the part that's in your area, yes, but you can't control it from flowing out. You can bottle whatever is in your rishut, why not?
Well, you can't. You can just stop it from going out.
You can't stop it from going out.
Well, you're not stopping it, you're just bottling it.
Then you can't, and that's fine. You can't put a stopper on it.
No, I'm not putting a stopper on it.
Yeah, you can use whatever is like anybody else you can use. Now, it's also interesting that the Groth takes this out, that you're allowed to spread nets in the Kinneret. But others learn, those that have the Girsa, means the owners, who are not allowed to spread a Kelah, are allowed to spread Rishatot and Mechmarot because those are put under the surface of the water and they don't prevent free passage of boats. The Brisa says that initially they had made it tnai that there shouldn't be any Kaliyah, but that it was mutter to spread Rishatot and Mechmarot. The truth is the entire Yama Kinneret belongs to Naphtali, so it's really private property. It's not for this tanai that Yoshua made. Not only that, it wasn't only the Yam, which stretches far, much further south than Naphtali stretches, but so does even the shore. To the south of the Kinneret, where all of those, the park is, Beit Gabriel, all of those tourist attraction areas, that belongs to Naphtali also, at least an area that is big enough to spread out a fish net, so that when he finishes fishing, he can go up to the shore and he's not invading anybody else's property. And that's the Kayim Mashinemar, Yom V'Darom Yorasha. It says about Naphtali that he inherited the Yam and its south shore. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Talushim Shebaharim. Anything that was found, Talush, on a har, in Eretz Yisrael, during the period in which they had invaded, and now the Shaila is, that which was Talush, is it part of the Yerusha, or is it part of the actual Shalal, of the Behema, of the Milchama? So Talushim Shebaharim belong to Kol HaShvatim Eimondim. Mechubarim, anything that's mechubar, is the cheskat oto ha-shevet. Ve'im lecha kol shevet v'shevet in Yisrael, she'in lo ba'ar u'ba'shvela u'ba'negev u'ba'emek. Every shevet was given various types of territory. Mountainous territories, valleys, open territories that are the equivalent, doesn't mean the Negev literally, but equivalent to the Negev, in other words, Nagub, open to the sun, and Emek. actually going in the wrong direction here, not the right direction. I can't tell him his father did the same thing, but he didn't. That's for you. Get to it. Let's go. Home and base. So here it's referring to the type of property that every Shevet had. Shenema, because we see that Bnei Yisrael are told, Tnu, Shulach, Emuvo, Har, Emori, Velkor, Shteinav, Ba'arava, Bahar, Ba'shrelal, Ba'negev, Ba'fof, Hayam. Everybody is told this. And the truth is, Kenata Motseh, B'knanim, U'b'prinzim, of Emoriim, Shulitneim, Shema, Velkor, Shteinav, Alma, Shteinav, Akihav. So even though we call it Har, Emori, so Har, Emori, okay, so only the Emori lives in the Har, and the others lived either in the Arava, the Shvela, and so on. No. It puts it all together. There's a Har Amori Vel Poshni Navbar. So in other words, the Goyim that lived there also initially had very, very complex geography. So every, in Eretz Yisrael, you can find something of everything anywhere. And so Mamela, I was thinking today, we're listening to the weather report on the radio, that, I mean, who ever heard of a place the size of Rhode Island having like 50 different places where they have to tell you the temperatures today and the weather today, and everyone is different, you know. And you can imagine any local radio station, say, okay, temperatures in Rhode Island today will be, right? Exactly. It's an amazing thing. So it's the same idea over here, that every little area has our Shvela, and that was true of the Kedanim originally, like with the Pasuk. Obviously, we inherited the next condition that Yehoshua made was that you're allowed to defecate behind a wall even if it's a sensitive field. This is more than simply defecation. The point over here is that you're even allowed to take a tror from the guy's wall. This is l'achorei hageder, for purposes of cleaning yourself with. This can be done even on Shabbos. This is a big machlokas lahalacha. Whether it means you can take from the wall on Shabbos. We know that we're matir avonim, to use avonim for cleaning purposes. If someone defecates in the field, even though normally it would be mukta. But over here, the Shabbos, is there a question of stira? You know, take something out of a wall, so it's being placed through the wall. So in Afinami, the Mogen Avraham says, no, this part doesn't mean that. Afilu b'Shabbos would mean that you could take something from the ground, but it doesn't mean you take from the wall. However, it's not mashma away from the Gemara, as we're about to see. And the meaning, therefore, would be, according to this, that if you take out a tzor, which would be a small little pebble from the wall, so that you don't, a sphere would require there to be an area that's open in the wall. Over here, you don't open an area, you take out something, or it wasn't really safe for the cut. That's a machlokas. Because the pashtas, anything that you do towards stira is also a tzal stira. The question, how much were they makir over here? Here could come Amish to the Elisis, and they take out the wrong scum. So that's a machlokas. How to be Nagalah Lamaisa, and Amish between that ring, not an early machlokas. Marzutra Hashida, Shakibu Mahagir. Marzutra Hashida used to take a stone, but he would make sure to put it back after Shabbos in the wall. The Omarle Lishane would tell his valet the next day, Zil Sharke, go and put it in with some cement. So he would fix it properly, so he would leave it maybe even better off than it had been before. The next case is, the next condition rather is, that you have a right to walk through people's fields until, after the harvest obviously, until the rain, the second main rain. Our plantings here in Bavel are sensitive. The land is different. Even if it's wet from tall, it's already bad to walk on the little seedlings. Now, we're going to see later on that there are those who hold that these halakas of Tnoyim in the Yerusha Eretz Yisrael, strangely enough, apply to Bavel. And that's why this is important to know, that Lamaisa in Bavel, if it applies, then you wouldn't have a din of malchim b'shvilei rishus even in the time of tal. The next condition was that you have a right to walk on the side of the road, even though that's somebody's field, even if there's fly in the field, if there's a problem of ruts in the road that make it difficult to walk on the road because the mud is dried now, and there's a yetedot, like two pieces sticking out of the road, to walk on the side. Now, once happened that Shmuel and Rabbi Yudah Abishakli the Azle Bi'urcha, that Shmuel was walking together with Rabbi Yudah on the road, Rabbi Mistalik Shmuel, the Tzidei Adrachim, and Shmuel went to the side of the road to walk. Of course, this was in Bava, where Shmuel was. And Rabbi Yudah was amazed. I'm like, Rabbi Yudah, what's going on? We're not married to Shmuel. Tnaim Shitna Yoshua Fiul Bebava. You'd say that just because you can do this in our Shmuel, you can do it in Bava also. Or Marley, so Shmuel said to him, that's the whole point I'm making over here. Sha'ani Omer, Afil Bechutzar. Even wherever there's a place, Kol Shekein in Bava. In other words, if there's a place in which you have constant traffic with Eretz Yisrael to Bava, so then that Yishuv is viewed as an extension of Eretz Yisrael. But even Chutzar, this would be true. In other words, we view the understanding by which Jews buy property has been understood to have these tzlayim in it because of the fact that this is such a venerable tradition. This is the way that it's done, and it's understood that when a Jew buys, replaces with other Jews, then just you have a right to do. Rebbe and Reb Chiya were once walking along Mu'urcha, east out of the Tzidei Adrachim, and there were ruts in the road, and so they walked over to the edge of the road and were walking along. And they have become up Siavaza, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Kanusa Kamayo. And in front of them, they see Rabbi Yehuda and Kanusa, who's hopping up and down on these ruts. And he refuses to walk on the side of the road. I'm like, Rabbi Yehuda, what kind of chutzpah is this? Who is that guy up there who's the show off? He's too from to walk on the side of the road because I mean, maybe the, even though Yoshua made it tonight, maybe there's still some kind of chashash. Amale Rebbe Chias, Rebbe Chias told Rebbe, you know, before you jump to conclusions, Shema Rebbe Yehuda ben Kanusa Talmidehi, maybe he's my Talmud Rebbe Yehuda ben Kanusa. About him, it's Koma Asav L'Shem Shemayim. He, Lamaisa, wouldn't do something just for from, okay? If he does it, then it's for real. He needs to do this. Kimatu Legabe, when they catch up with him, because of course they were walking fast, and he's walking slow because he couldn't walk very fast, Chajye, they saw that it was indeed him. Omar Lo, so they told him, Ilav Yehuda ben Kanusa at, if you wouldn't be Yehuda ben Kanusa, Rebbe told him, Gazartino Leshokcha Begizu de Paris, I would take a little buzz saw to your fancy feet and taught you a little lesson, meaning I would have put you into Nidri. Now over here, the Lashon of Rashi, Shemar El Gidula Lefaneinu, is that Shemar El Lanu, which means that the Hakpada was that he was acting with chutzpah to Rebbe by showing that he's firmer than Rebbe, which is indeed unbelievable. But the problem is, first of all, the logistics, he was ahead of them. What do you mean here? They were catching up with him. In which case, the meaning of Lefanena would be, who's this guy's in front of it, not that he's being Maragadula to us. So therefore, the Marshal learns the chat is, Pitaka didn't know. Rebbe was mocked on him that he would stop acting so from without knowing that Rebbe was there. If the guy had known that Rebbe was there and had still acted this way, then there wouldn't have been any excuse to be Mara that you're more from than Rebbe. That's outrageous. But he didn't know that anybody was there. So the original Akpada was to do something which shows people that you're one up on them in terms of chumras is itself chayav the nidui. There's something that's like a paskin halacha lamaisa, that somebody who acts out chumras should be put into nidui from this gemara, because it wasn't only because it was this main rebbe. Maybe he had once been nichshal in somebody's field. He wants to be not for himself to be, you know, whatever. We don't have to know his faith, but he's not doing it for shtick. He's doing, there's some kind of problem, you know, that he had to address. And a guy who's walking through a vineyard who's lost his way can cut his way up and down until he gets out to the road. Somebody who spots a friend of his who's obviously lost between the kramim, he can break through the kerem, cut across, you know, he's cutting down various things that are in his way until he brings the guy to the city into the road. V'chein, who should to have been a kramim? He himself, who's lost his way, matzig v'ol matzig v'yored, he can do the same thing for himself. Achiyala le'yira l'dera. Now this seems a little strange. I mean, my v'chein, and obviously, I mean, if I can take somebody else out, why should I be able to take myself out? So there's a big difference. Mao the same, I might have thought that Havero, who the other life of the Salik, the Nitzan, and who the other life of Kasarik Long himself. He, the first case is he sees his friend. So he knows exactly where he's going, and he knows the most efficient way to get his friend out. But if he himself is lost, he has no idea where he's going. So I have a feeling I should cut through there to get to the road. No, so when you're going to cut through there, there won't be a road. Then you'll cut back, you'll have to zigzag, the money, you're going to zigzag all day across the guy's crummy. He's breaking on his way, he's cutting through. So maybe over there we should tell him, look, if you don't know where you're going, then you'll have to stick to the edges of the crummy and make your way. Maybe it'll be longer, but what can you do? So I might have thought that over there, Nitzog, he's low Nitzog, and instead, Nahadri Nahadri, they made me. Let him go along the Mitzorim, the edges. There's one. He has an idea. He has to get somewhere to the east and so on. So let him find the edge, I might think. Kamash Malan. That anyway, he's allowed to do it. Correct the Gemara of the Arise. So Rana said, what do you mean? It's a Tznai of Yoshua. It's a din of Tashavat Aveda. I mean, if a person is lost, it's no different than his cow being lost. The Tanya Hashavat Gufo Minayin. How do we know that the din of Hashavat Aveda is cow on the person? Because it says, "Va'yayim chad rosh achicha oto v'hashevoto lo." It's not v'hashevoto lo. Hashevoto means be meshiv even him to himself. In other words, help somebody who's got a problem with his own needs. Answers the Gemara, be all right, and as far as the Torah is concerned, the chiyuv would be the klei b'matzri. But nonetheless, fine, he can walk, but he has to walk in an area that's not going to hurt the other guy, so he walks along the edges of the kramim. Comes along Yoshua, Tahu v'takin, and matzig v'olev, and matzig v'yokein. But nonetheless, he can actually cut through. He doesn't have to take the extra time or the extra worry. I'll have to pay for that. To make mitzvah konen mikomo, ramini. How can you say that a makes mitzvah is kena mekena? Doesn't it say that hamotzei make mutal bishratya? Someone finds someone who has died lying across the road. Mifaneo lamini shratya. You take him either to the right of the highway or the smallest shratya. If you have a choice between moving him on one side there's a stay boor and the other side there's a stay near. Stay boor means no work has been done, not even plowing. Stay near has been plowed but hasn't been planted. Then move him only to the stay boor, where it's going to cause less damage. If you have a stay near and a stay zera, there's a field that was already planted, and obviously move him to the stay near that was only plowed. Are you stay hen burot, stay hen nirot, stay hen zruot, mifanim lo makom shiyirtse? Is both the same in terms of loss. It's up to you to define where you want to put him. And the Bala Sada can't say, well, why don't you put him in Joe's field? Because that's good for part of the chiyuv. Now, if the halacha was that a meis mitzvah is kena mekena, then none of this would make any sense. Because if he's in the Asratya, then the Balei HaTzadot should say, what do you mean? How can you come into my field to bury him? He was kena mekena. What are you coming over here for? Amr Abidi the Mutal Alamikra. It's talking about over here that he was Mutal, the mace was Mutal across the road, between the two edges of the road. In which case, Mitosh Nitan the Fanoto, since over here the damage to the robin, so animals walk by or become tame, and people won't be able to use the road anymore and so on. So there, mitok shenitam lefanoto, once you're allowed, in this case, to be lefanim, lefaneo lechol makom sheyirtzeh, there the takana became that instead of the normal makom that he would have been kona on the spot, he's kona an adjacent makom, and it's up to the das of the person who found him. Now, there's a machlokas, very important machlokas, about whether this is a chiyuv or this is a heter. There's a shot that makes Mr. Kainim a kainim, let's say a person who finds a mace, he says, look, I'm willing to be matriach myself, I'll take him to a Beit HaKvod. Why should I bury him here in the middle of nowhere? So maybe there's back over there, he can, it's fine. So again, this is a discussion about in the Rishayim. There's many who learn that it's also to move him. Kainim a kainim, the child, he has to be buried there. Because we're chayshish that if people are going to be, it's going to be left up to their choice, they may think that they can take him up to the Beit HaKvod, they'll end up never making it. There's a tremendous amount of pure stuff. Meanwhile, the mace is to be Zion. It won't be buried properly, and so on and so forth. You'll get into fights with work. Well, this is my field. I don't want no mason buried in my field, so on and so forth. So they made it that way. You have to bury. Halach of a mice, which is Bogea in the wartime and so on. What do you do? The Chassidish question is that you should bury al-menash lefanoso to afterwards, in which case it would be mutter lefanoso afterwards to family plot. So that way you would say both. And he kind of, that during war, even if you can't get the rishus of the Krovim, so it's not up to the person who buries him, it's up to the, if it's al-menash lefanoso to a plot of the family, you need the family's das. He kind of that the it's a chazaka. Well, that's what anybody would want. Nobody wants a mace to be buried in the middle of nowhere. And so, in the middle of wherever someone is buried in an emergency, it should be done al manat kach, and then he can be moved afterwards.
What about
the shir? The you're talking. No, the feet. No, it's. The heter d'oraisa would be that I can assume the other guy has to be meshiv my body. So he can't say, stay in my vineyard and die. I don't want you to walk around there or figure out how to fly. That's the d'oraisa. But the right that I have, Yeshua added, that you can even, and this is not a takana, it's a try. That the guy who originally inherited the vineyard, which is better than a takana, that he accepted that this has been given to you, this vineyard, on condition that if somebody gets lost in there 1,000 years from now, that you cannot be marked, or your heirs, obviously, are coming from your kayak, cannot be marked on him to cut his way out. That's better than takana. That means the original bios includes that. Mm-hmm. Yes? That's already a major issue, but the question is, there anyone at all that is there that is being the problem in these animations? So all of these dinim that Terem Zakani, the Tone of Trofa, is not that he doesn't have to call Trofa, but it's to anyone. Now, Now, the shayla is like this. Somebody seems to have forgotten how to count, because we said that there's 10 tna'im, and then when you count them, there ends up being 11 tna'im. So how does that work? So the Gemara, well, the truth is that we threw in over here one that didn't come from Yeshua, which was a later takana. And that is, now, you have a right to cut through people's fields before the rains. That was actually a takana of Shlomo. But since we were listing over here various things that are valuable for people that are traveling, so we included this additional traveler's takana. And where did Shlomo, where was this happening? It's Kitatanya. Somebody who no longer has anything growing in his field. And now his field is nothing but empty, hard land. He refuses to allow anybody to cut through his field. What do people say about such a guy? People talk about this guy and they say, what kind of pleasure does this person have just from being a controller What are the Brias have noticed? They're hurting him. People are hurting him. And that's what the Torah means when it says, if you can be good, don't be known as evil. There's only one problem. The Torah never said that. Correct the Gemara, what? Where is that pasuk? It sounds like a nice pasuk, but it doesn't appear anywhere. It says essentially that initially. And that's why it says the Takon of Shlomo. That message it says, Al Tino Tov Mi Ba'alav Biyot Le'el Yadecha. Don't now prevent good from coming to those who are the Bialim to be able to give good, as long as it's in your hand to be able to do so. So the mashmaut is that's the Tov. If somebody is Menea that, so then that's Ra. In which case, that's what it's saying. If it's Tov Man, that it's Biyot Falasot, so then Miyot Tov, Al Tikrei Ra, which means that it's an expression of Shlomo HaMelech's idea. It's mutter to be Malach Mishmilei HaRashot. Said to Gemara, okay, so let's even say that we had 10 Tnaim plus 1. Might as well put this in the carriage. But there's others that weren't even counted. The two Lekar. What about, there's no other cases. Vayikra, the Rabbi Yehuda, what about Rabbi Yehuda's case that we had before? The Tani Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Bishato, Tzad, Zvalim, Adam, Otsiz, Velo, Rushut, Rabim, Etzavro, Kor, Shloshim. A person's allowed to take out his garbage and leave it there, return it to mulch for 30 days during the Yemot HaGishamim. Kidei Shiei Nigov, Nishof, Ragle, Adam, Ragle, Behima. That too is one of the Tanayim that people can't complain about people's mulch piles. And what about Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, tonight they dinu, Shieze Yoreda Tokste, Chavero, the Kotek, Shuko, Shachavero, Latium, Nechil, Shalo, Minotain, Lo, the May, Shoko, Shachavero, that there was also tonight Besden about. We're listing even not the Tanayim of Yoshua, right? When you had Shlomo HaMelech, so you should list this too. That Bezdin was Masneh, that in giving in ownership in Eretz Yisrael, that if somebody owns a hive, that he's invested in, and now the hive goes ahead and swarms, and it goes down to another next guy's field, sets up shop in the next guy's tree. So wait a minute, I've been investing in this hive for years. You have a right to go to that guy's tree, cut down the branch that the hive is on, and move it into your own field. There's no way to move the hive itself. As Rashi, once they've set their hearts on this tree, you'll never get them out of there. So you move that branch, and so you have that case, and then you also have tonight they dinu sheizesh ofer yeno umatziu b'ushano shochaviro v'notel b'mei yeno. There's also a tnai that it's mutter to cut down, pour out rather, somebody's wine, which is in a barrel, where there's a problem of saving the dvash, which is much more valuable. And then now the dvash barrel suddenly got a crack in it, and you can go and pour out the wine to save the dvash. You can now keep the money, the value of the wine that was poured out, you can keep in that guy's dvash for yourself. There's also a tonight that someone is allowed to dump a pile of etzim, which is for firewood, and take the pishtan of another guy whose car broke down, and you can keep the pishtan to cover the cost of your dmeyetzin. Shalmanat king in filio shor Yisrael ta'aretz. All of these cases were not mentioned. Why is that? Answers the Gemara, because b'yichidoy lo kamnina. The cases of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yishmael, by definition, were said by Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yishmael. They're cases of yichidoy. We're talking about the braisa which were stam. And why weren't they not going to include Yechidoy in Stam? So that makes sense that we have 10 cases of Yoshua. And then we also have that also everybody was made about the Shlomo HaMelech's case, and that was thrown in as well. Correct the Gemara, but Yasser Abav in Amr of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had set over a brisa And it said, Echad Ilan Hanaita Vitov Shidei Chavero. There is an Ilan Hanat Shomu Vunitzar. May be the Korah, that whether a tree now is growing over somebody else's rishos or is close to the border of the street, you're allowed to take those peiros and you can actually read on them Parshas Bikurim, because Yoshua was mindful to show that those are really your peiros. You're allowed to say Shematatalanu. And over there, it's a brisa, which wasn't mentioned over here. That's a problem. Elah, says the Gemara, we changed our mind. It's not because of Yechidah. It's because, in fact, Mantana saw it to him, she's not sure if he should have maybe. It's because the author of this sugya of the 10th million is Dr. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It is not a brisa. Rabbi Shimon Levi is an Amora. And indeed, Rabbi Yochanan, who brings this other brisa, is chelek on him, and he holds that there were more than 10th million. So it is a more focus. Rabbi Gaviyah Mevei Katil, not in Labadeh. Rabbi Gaviyah Mevei Katil actually had a brisa that said this. The Tanchum and the Brias Amrim Mishum Zek Zotin Echad. Rather, a Shmaitre that says this, that they quoted Zokin Echad, and they said, who is the Zokin Echad? Monu, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That, Asorah Tzmaim, Yitz ben Yoshua. So in other words, our Gemara that assumed all along that Asorah Tzmaim was somehow an ancient tradition, it's really the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and there are many more that could be included. No. What was but the Asorah Tzmaim was said by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there were 11 Tzmaim, or maybe 12, and the thing about Shlomo. And if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, then you're up to 13, or Rabbi Yehuda, the 10, that's Rabbi